Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, everybody. Keith Overt here, broadcasting live from the I-4 GovCon Summit down here in sunny Tampa. And I have two gentlemen with me today, Brendan DeBella and Michael Valdez. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Keith, good. Hello.
Doing fantastic.
I do want one of those shirts, man.
We're going to get you that shirt. We're going to get you in the color of your choice, related to services, of course.
Awesome. All right. So tell me what it is that you guys do and what company it is that has such awesome shirts.
Sure. I'll start off again. Yeah, Brendan DeBella from Street Shares, based in Washington, D.C. Street Shares, of course, StreetShares.com, is a very unique business. We started out, we're a veteran-owned company, I'm a veteran, and we lend to veteran small business owners all across the country, 41 states, this great state, of course, and the capital. It can be military spouses as well, family members, but small business owners that need capital quickly and needed to be treated fairly. So that's really the big difference. It's very hard for banks, as great as they are, to do a small loan quickly.
Right.
And so that's the gap that we try to fill. We have more products, of course, too, but, you know, that at a high level, that is what Street Shares is doing.
So walk me through that process, because all of that sounds very complicated.
Yeah, exactly. So, of course, in the internet age, it's nice to be able to go to a website like ours and in fewer than 10 minutes literally list your funding request. Our everyday request, by the way, is usually working capital, got to make payroll, something quick.
Cash is king, right?
Exactly. The borrower's hair is usually on fire when they call in. Poor he or she has got a broken down gravel truck or restaurant that was destroyed and needs new furniture or whatever it is. Finishes a loan request in fewer than 10 minutes, and then sometimes even the same day, we are able to get them funding that is meant to be fast and fair, which is, you know, it sounds like a basic kind of thing, but it's very hard, like I said, for a bank or a credit union to try to do.
Yeah, very good. Well, it sounds like you're having some pretty good success with it.
We are. We get a lot of engagement. We also have a foundation that stands up next to us. They give away grants. We should mention that. Anyone in the country can apply for a veteran small business grant from the foundation site. They go and tell their story. It's free money every month. It's a great deal. I'm very proud to have J.P. Morgan help sponsor that for us.
There you go.
Yeah, so a lot going on Street Shares, and then if you're looking for a place to invest or save your money, we've got to get our money from somewhere, and so that's the other part of our story. We let people go there with as little as $25. They can actually earn 5% over 12 months. They can put it up to $50,000. So in case there was more you wanted in the story, I can give you that too.
Yeah, very cool. So where's the foundation site where they can go and apply?
If they go to StreetShares.com and they look on the upper right, they will see a foundation button, and they just press on that. They go right there, and when they apply, they're just going to do a short video on themselves, a short story. Foundation posts the top 10 finalists every month. You'll see it all over our LinkedIn, which I'm sure we'll connect on, Facebook, etc.
Yeah.
Thousands of people go to the site every month, and they love voting on these businesses. Of course, there's businesses applying from Florida, but whether it's a Marine that opened an ice cream shop in Arizona, or a lady, a winner, she did a magazine called Chameleon Kids for the children of deployed parents in the military. Great businesses, whether they be for-profit or non, new or existing, they can apply for the grants.
Very cool. We'll hang out for a little bit, too, because I want to see what Mr. Valdez gets into over here. And you're speaking today.
Yes, I spoke this morning.
Yeah, you spoke this morning, right? So I'm later today.
Oh, great.
Apparently.
I'm looking forward
to hearing you. Collector's items,
right,
from what I understand. So tell me about Synergy Wealth Alliance.
Synergy Wealth Alliance has five locations. We're wealth managers, certified financial planner, and we prepare plans for individuals and specifically for companies. And today I was speaking about retirement plans, tax deductible retirement plans, and the variety of ways that business owners can use them to satisfy their employees, but also do future planning.
So you think I orchestrated this, but these two guys were totally random, I promise.
Totally random.
Totally
random. Never even met them.
Liked them at the same time.
So, Michael, how did you get into Synergy Wealth, and what are all of these letters behind your name?
Well, I have a handful of designations that I keep. I have another handful that I don't put on there that I've earned over the years. I'm a certified financial planner, which means we do personal planning and working with also companies, but we look at a variety of things from college planning to retirement planning to planning for your business to individual taxes. I'm also an accredited investment fiduciary. I act in a fiduciary capacity for investment committees and qualified retirement plans for companies. I'm also a registered employee benefits consultant and have spent more than three decades working with companies addressing those particular issues. Today, specifically, what I was trying to help people grasp is that everyone has someone they work with to help them prepare for retirement. And most people have a 401k, but virtually no one has thought about cost of health care and retirement, and specifically the concept of a personal health care pension, which is something that can be addressed in many, many ways, is not addressed. And boomers are the first generation to live long enough and get there and recognize that this is a
This is missing.
Yeah. It's probably the one thing it's missing out of the thousand of plans that I've done in my career, that that's the hole.
Yeah. So what has your response been with the crowd here? I mean, was it one of those eureka moments for a lot of them? Or?
Well, I saw eyebrows being raised, and I saw, as I asked questions, that people had probably thought of their 401k really as an employee benefit. They have something they match. The employers really don't give it a second thought. But I thought most interestingly is afterwards, I got a lot of good questions from business owners who recognize the plan can be a great way for them to do personal planning in terms of saving and accumulating significant amounts of money, a way to retain employees, and also a way to address health care and retirement.
Well, and I think, I'm pretty sure both of you gentlemen will agree, but you have to be active with your management of it, right? I mean, it's not like a set it and forget it thing.
Yeah, definitely personal responsibility, right? You have to be your own advocate.
Right. Not only do you have to be your own advocate, you have to continue to educate yourself
and seek
out those who will work in your best interest.
Yeah. So what have you guys liked so far here at the summit?
I've loved meeting everybody and hearing the stories of what's going on. I mean, I just got done meeting a veteran small business owner here in Florida that's looking to expand and franchise his business. I just think it's great stories. It's great to see, you know, I admit selfishly as a veteran, to see folks transition to business, find a great opportunity, connect with people that have opportunities for them. You know, when veterans are getting out, there's different challenges. Sometimes if they're a younger veteran, maybe lack of experience, but they're an older veteran, they haven't had business experience, right?
So let me tell you, you guys have all been trained in the skill set of that can be applied to business so well. So for those that don't know that or haven't been told that yet, it's there.
Well, appreciate that. No, definitely true. And, you know, we love hiring veterans, certainly in our own firm. So absolutely.
Yeah. What about you, Michael?
What I like most is this year the GovCon has expanded, and we clearly have two full days, and we're packed with speaker panels. And the speaker panels, what's nice about them is Jenny is keeping each person to a short, kind of quick TED talk, 5 to 7 minutes, and then break afterwards, so the crowd can then go out and seek which of the four or five people on the panel has specific information that they specifically need for their business. And it's been packed from the morning to night, and the same way with tomorrow. Yeah. I really, really like that.
You mean I have to talk for 7 minutes? I was told like three, dude.
No.
All right, I got to brush up on some stuff then. So, anything you guys want to see next year?
Yeah, I just want to see, again, it's such impressive attendance, but definitely looking forward to just even more folks knowing about this opportunity and coming to it. They should really show. I mean, it's very dense with stuff, but it's just all great. This is my first time, and just seeing what Jenny's put together, I'm very impressed.
One of the things I look forward to next year, and I hope Jenny goes ahead and does something with that, is we're right here on Tampa Bay. It's a gorgeous area. The beaches are right here. I'd love to see some events after, pre, post, or right in the middle of the event where we can get together maybe on the water, on a boat, maybe I'll pull together with some specific groups and do some more collaboration.
Have you guys, do you guys venture outside of the Tampa Bay area? Do you do any other part of the state?
Absolutely. You know, ourselves as StreetShares, we do actually, we're able to work with a lot of different banks because they trust us with their clients for short-term needs. So we will go around the different cities of the state and go to events where we can find and meet them, certainly. But, you know, from a government, you know, kind of contracting or connecting spot, I mean, to me, this event is very good. We keep our eyes out for all of them, but this seems really as good as any that we ever go to.
Yeah, very cool.
From Synergy Wealth Alliance's perspective, we have clients not only all over the state, but also we're federally registered, so we have clients across the country. Some clients we meet in person. Some clients we'll stay in contact with by phone or Skype or WebEx. So it's a variety of ways.
It's beautiful, the technology that allows
us really to do that, right? It really makes a difference, allows us to really scale and specifically work with people's individual issues.
Oh, very cool. All right, so if either of you gentlemen, if somebody wants to get in touch with you all or find out some more information, where can we send them to?
Yes, so for me, Brendon, you just need to remember it's Brendon, B-R-E-N-D-O-N. My parents had to be different with that. Just go to streetcheers.com and you can find my photo, which is making me look heavier than I am, okay? But just go to our story at streetcheers.com. I need to install the thinning technology.
That's it.
But you streetcheers.com, you can find Brendon DiBella. Happy to connect with you, tell you more, find me on LinkedIn, etc.
Okay. Michael Valdez from Synergy Wealth Alliance. You, of course, can find us at www.synergywealthalliance.com. You can reach me specifically at michael@synergywealthalliance.com.
Very cool. Well, guys, I want to thank you both for hanging out with us today.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the summit, and I think I need to go practice for my talk. So,
right. Guys,
you can find us at Picola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Picola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.